Hi, welcome to Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple, hosted by me, Sarah Ebmash.
And me, Andrew Milne.
We'll be talking to guests about their diversity journey and asking them to share one simple tip towards making the workplace more diverse, equal and inclusive. I'm really excited to introduce today's guest, Paul Mitchell, aka Mitch, Education Manager at QPR in the Community Trust. Mitch is passionate about creating equal opportunities for young people in sport. Mitch, welcome to the podcast.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I know you're involved in a lot of initiatives. Could you tell us a bit more about yourself and some of the things you do for our listeners?
Yeah, so I'm Education Manager here at QPR in the Community Trust, which is the charitable arm of QPR Football Club, based here in West London, and serving kind of what we call the West and Northwest quadrant of London, so kind of seven boroughs right into Westminster, out to Hillingdon and up to Brent and as far as Harrow, really. And within that, I manage all programmes that work within schools, right from reception year groups through secondary schools up to our college programmes and then onto our university degrees and apprenticeships now as well. So the idea for me is to grab the young people right at an early age, get them hooked into QPR, the club, or the thought of being active for the rest of their lives, and then intertwine that with various programmes that we have for all age groups, right through to, like I said, college and degree programmes, with the idea that they then come back and work for us and support the community that they grew up in as well, whether that be as a coach, a sports coach, a football coach, a PE teacher, a mentor for young people. There's so many different roles that they can now play in a football club or a community trust that we can provide them with. So that's what I spend most of my time doing. Alongside that, I'm still coaching at university, football coaching. I'm a trustee at Young Brent Foundation, which does exactly the same sort of role to support the young people of the borough of Brent. I dabble in politics, and I'm also lucky enough to work alongside Sarah and lots of other very cool people setting up a women's football club at Corinthian Casuals FC.
And you've got five children. Where do you find the time?
I do have five children, and that's... you know, that's part of the reason why I do it all, because I see sometimes them not getting the opportunities that they deserve. And they have a significantly easier life than a lot of other young people. So, yeah, they and my wife are my inspiration, really.
So, Mitch, obviously your work covers a large range of areas and a variety of people from different backgrounds and communities. So can you tell us, what does inclusivity mean to you?
I suppose... With a lot of the groups that we work with, I have to immediately kind of recognise that I am a white, middle-class, heterosexual male. Like I said potentially about my children, is that my life is significantly easier because of that. And I think as soon as I have those conversations with young people, it breaks down some barriers, not all. And then that allows me to kind of understand that inclusion and diversity is probably the most important thing in all our projects that we run. Inclusion effectively for me is probably just giving diversity a chance to kind of blossom, and then, yeah, and allowing those people that aren't as fortunate as myself to have a chance to get involved in anything they want to get involved in. One of our whys in the education department here is everyone needs a little bit of help to be their best. And some people need a lot more help. So, yeah, I think that's kind of summed up. Inclusion is just giving that diversity of people a chance to flourish within our environment, I guess.
Brilliant. Yeah, we're all about the conversations and talking about it. That's why we're here. So in this podcast, we're talking about the simple tip you have to getting one step closer to inclusivity in the workplace that any of our listeners could try. What would yours be?
I think it really helps, again, to recognise your own self from whatever background you are. And then it allows it easier to become kind of empathize with other people as well. But I think, you know, how boring would it be if we were all the same? In terms of recruitment, so we do a lot of work in recruitment. We've got 40 members of staff and then probably another 60, what we call sessional casual members of staff. And in terms of recruitment, anonymizing applications is a really good start. It's easy to, you know, be in an echo chamber, particularly in the world of the male world of football. But then going down to kind of delivery and what we do in schools and what we do in football, not just being inclusive for the sake of it. We enter mixed teams into tournaments and things like that. And actually, it's important that young people are given the chance that they deserve. So, you know, if there's a rule that says two girls should be in a squad, then you should have two girls in a squad. But also, those two girls should be integrated into a team and not just there to tick a box. I think that's really, really important. And the work that we're now doing at Corinthian Casuals as well is certainly not ticking a box. We're doing it because there is a need for young girls and women to play football locally. So you can see how I dabble in politics is that I've managed to avoid completely answering the question that you asked. What would be my one tip? In terms of recruitment, anonymizing applications. And I don't think anywhere near enough people do it. Makes it much easier. And then just having an open environment and ensuring that particularly young people are not just included because of a characteristic that they have.
I think that's really interesting because, I mean, that's completely transferable to a corporate or boardroom where it's very easy to have your token woman or person on a board or somewhere, but although they are on the board, it doesn't mean they're actually integrated and included. They're just there. And I've worked in the past with a senior board female woman who has been expected to facilitate presentations, and she does the slides and she'll press the page down and make the coffee, but she, you know, and it denigrates her worth. She's actually awesome at what she does. And that's how the company was very much set up. So even teaching that at school, at football level, that's an amazing lesson that hopefully kids, youths can take forward into the workplace. So it's kind of this circular economy that you're talking about, that you're training people and you want them to come back to QPR. You're also teaching people through football something that they can take into boardroom and into work. So it's amazing.
Yeah, I think something that I've kind of completely forgotten about as well is to make things truly inclusive with young people is to actually ask young people. There's too many times where there's a bunch of adults sat in a room going, I think the kids would really like to do this, or I think the young people would love this program. And essentially things fail because of that. Whereas when you actually get the young people in the room and talk about what might work for them, you've got an instant higher level of chance of success. And that is part of inclusion as well. You know, if you're delivering a program for 11-year-olds, ask what the 11-year-olds want. It's really, really key in the work that we do. And we have a youth voice here that they hold us to account, and hopefully they'll be holding our board to account as well very soon.
Amazing. How did you create a youth voice?
So we worked with the Kids Network, which is a really cool charity that does that sort of thing. It's still in the process at the moment, but we've got good relationships with schools. So we go out to them, we ask the young people what they want to do, how they want it to look, whether that be tournaments or programs in schools. And yeah, there's still adults that need convincing that the kids can have that sort of input, but it's certainly getting there.
Again, I think that's something that could be taken into business. Everyone's talking about the next generation of talent, how you attract them and all this kind of thing. And we're all sitting in our meeting rooms discussing what we should do for 11-year-olds and no one's asking them. So I think that's great insight.
That kind of just brings on to issues of representation as well, though, because, you know, that's another inclusivity topic that people forget is when you're the one person trying to represent what other people want, often the message gets mixed up or it goes awry. So it's quite important to put the people or the communities that you're trying to help in the front and centre as well, to give them a platform to be able to say what they want rather than predict or try to assume what they want to hear from others.
So do you have any examples of how any of your tips have actually worked in practice?
Yeah, I suppose the youth voice is probably the best one, that hasn't settled in as well here as I would have hoped so far, but, we've done it previously. When I worked for the Youth Sport Trust, there was a youth board. There's an FA Youth Council that contribute to programmes. Best thing that's happened in terms of inclusivity? I don't know. I think it's just ongoing, isn't it? There is the potential for someone always to feel excluded. So I don't think the work there will ever stop. I have an issue with people who say there's a diverse workforce when it doesn't include certain characteristics, particularly in football. You could say that you've got a diverse workforce, but you've only got one female working in a large group in a football club. And I'm not talking about this football club, I'm talking football in general. But because there's many different races working in a club, it's termed as a diverse workforce. So yeah, I think it's just a case of looking at what you've got already. And again, reflecting that how boring would it be if there were 10 Mitches sat around the table. We wouldn't get much work done for a start, but it would all be the same opinion and the same backgrounds and the same kind of life experiences and the same thoughts about young people and the same education, same career path. So if you're ever worried about whether you're being inclusive or not, or whether you're diverse enough, just kind of reflect on that, I guess. Imagine sitting in a room with 9 other youths.
That's pretty much my idea of hell.
Yeah, it's going to be awful.
Not that I'm a bad person, but at the same time, I'm self-aware if anything, which is halfway there, right? Okay, and so how do you measure success then, Mitch?
Just through progression, always. Doesn't matter how slowly you're going, as long as you don't stop, kind of attitude. We've got quite a high turnover of staff at the Trust because, charities can't pay a lot of money to really good, really good people. So a lot of people have moved on, but they've all progressed to something bigger and better. And we like to think that we've helped them on their way. And that's, that's adults in staff. When you look at the young people that we've had on our programs, we've now got, 5 members of staff that were apprentices with us originally and are now full-time members of staff. 2 leading departments, and they started with us pretty much when they were 16. A bit like the Hotel California, you can check out, you can never leave kind of thing. And that's another one of our whys for our education department, is to become part of the QPR family for life. And doesn't mean you have to support the club, doesn't mean to say you have to come to matches. It just means that when you see people that you once worked with at QPR, you stop and you have a conversation around how you're doing, and you kind of check in with each other to make sure everything's okay. And that's what it's all about. So measure success purely through progress that people make. Yeah.
Great. And so what are you most proud of achieving in your diversity and inclusion journey then?
I think a long time ago, I led on kind of girls' sport and PE within secondary schools, within a secondary school. And I'm really, this is nothing to do with me, but I'm really buzzing with the fact that girls and women's football now, and girls and women's cricket, which I used to lead on as well, and girls and women's sport in general, is getting the coverage that it deserves, and the young women and girls are getting the plaudits, because along when I delivered school girls football teams, it was a bit like, oh, that's a nice thing to do, in a kind of patronizing way. And now you've got 65,000 people watching Arsenal women the other night. It's amazing, and the people that have worked really hard for it deserve all the success that they're getting, and I'm really proud about that. That we now can watch it on telly, my daughters can watch it on telly, can go to grounds and stadiums to watch it, and they also, years to come, they'll have more opportunities to be able to coach and manage and work in football clubs as well, as we move away from that male-dominated sport that it has become in a way.
Have you watched Ted Lasso?
I have watched Ted Lasso.
So which character do you reckon you'd be?
Well, I have my Roy Kent moments, actually. And not very often, but I've got a bit of an inner Roy Kent. He doesn't, you know, I can't stand mediocrity.
You said that to me the other day. Don't settle for mediocrity. It drives me crazy.
Yeah, we shouldn't. You shouldn't, but you don't have to be horrible to be high performing, you know. You're never too important to be nice to people. I don't know. I think I've bit of all of them, really. I struggle to be as positive as Ted is.
Brilliant. Mitch, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking with you today. Thanks so much for your time. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in, and look out for our next episode of Together Equal, Diversity Made Simple.